You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Whoa. There it is. Yeah. Whoa. Whoa. Yeah. You're going to hear this. Now, maybe he comes up with, you know, because sometimes when there's a lot of explicit language, you just come up with different words, right? Like Jay-Z was, can I get a what? It wasn't just, can I get a, you know? They came up with a different thing to say.
Well, I'll tell you, but we remember on Hustle and Flow when dude was like, DJ, you got to come up with something that we can play on the radio.
Right.
Instead of whoop.
Right, you can't say that.
I don't know how you had that pad. I don't know. Whoop that trick. And they womp. Still one of the coldest movie songs.
Great. Now. They chant it at Grizzlies games to this day.
That had me believing that Terrence Howard was a rapper.
Oh, I know. No, Terrence, he's just a chemist is what he is. You ever listen to see any of his videos? He's like, he's got a lot of thoughts on science.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
They're pretty interesting.
Awesome.
Pretty interesting. They ruined Kevin Durant's night last night.
Yes, they did.
Durant scored his 30,000th point, not in the game. They probably would have won the game if he scored all of them last night. But, yeah, the Grizzlies beat him 119-112. Grizzlies are good. When John Morant's healthy,
dude.
Funny how that works, but healthy and or you know not suspended.
Yeah.
When John Morant's on the court, the Grizzlies are really good.
He's a great player.
He's a great player.
He's a great damn player. And he's a great player with the team that's built right around.
Yeah, they built it very well around him. Very good at defense. Hey, do want to let you know if you're looking for something to do on Friday. Nothing says Valentine's Day like lunch at Twin Peaks with Andy and Abe. We're going to be there on Friday from 11 to 2. You could join us at Twin Peaks in Buckhead as we get ready for the All-Star game like we just talked about. Big weekend across the board in sports. That's Friday at Twin Peaks in Buckhead on Sports Radio 92.9.
Hey, Buck, who do you think started the fight between John Rocker and Pat Mahomes Sr.?
That's such a good question.
I'm just curious. When I saw the video, I was like, hold on. What?
Because, instinct tells me John Rocker.
Yes.
Because he's just been a troublemaker going back a long ways.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But Pat Sr.
Right. He'd be on
Bourbon Street.
On Bourbon Street. You know he was on that all.
Oh, of course he was.
Yeah.
Just happy he wasn't behind the wheel.
Yeah, but I'm just like, what started it? Mm-hmm.
Who recognized who?
Like, who struck out? How many times he maybe
right,
that was it?
Because
that could have been
maybe
it.
Maybe they played maybe, together or something like that.
Or against each other.
Because Pat Sr. was a pitcher, too.
Yeah.
Right? So maybe they were on the same team. So, they knew each other from baseball.
Yeah, okay. Who had the most strikeouts per nine?
Yeah.
Who had the better ER? I don't know.
Maybe John saw him and, I don't know, maybe Pat used to have a nickname that, John thought he was okay saying, but it's not okay to say or something. Right. I don't know. I'm not sure. What I do know is that's a really funny duo of people to be getting into it on Bourbon Street at the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Pat Mahomes Sr. and John Rocker.
Yeah.
I
saw the video this morning. I was like,
yeah, John was ready to fight.
I was like, who started this one?
So was Pat. I guess they were both ready to fight.
But the thing about fights is if you want to fight, we're going to fight.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I guess neither of them really did because you let yourself get held back.
You let yourself get held back and everything like that. But, damn. I would never thought there'd be one day that I would say that John Rocker and Pat Mahomes Sr. were about to fight.
That's a real funny, yeah, that's a really funny like combination of just sports people and events and all that kind of stuff. I'm trying to think of what would be an even funnier fight between old timers. I don't know, but that one would have been that's pretty wild that actually
what
happened.
If like Nolan Ryan was getting honored and Robin Ventura walked out the dugout?
Nolan, I mean, Robin knows what not to do,
but that's what I'm saying. He'd be ready this time. He was ready last time because he charged him.
He's the one that charged.
But he came at it a wrong approach.
Yeah, I think he didn't. I don't know. How do you not know? Nolan Ryan's been in the league for 25 years at that point. Like, tough as nails.
Yeah, dog.
I guess you maybe thought he's older, so yeah. I'm going to try this older
guy.
You
know how that calcium build up in them knuckles.
Dude, Nolan's throwing 97 miles an hour. He's 45 years old. You don't think that translates into
that translates into
some jabs.
That translates into lumps.
You know the funniest thing about that is he didn't even get ejected.
No, he did not.
He went on to pitch like three more innings.
He was
in
self-defense.
I know, but today anybody does anything, everybody gets ejected. Yeah. Like he pitched the rest of the game or however many more innings in that game. Yeah, I have to also think like Pat Mahomes Jr., like the Patrick Mahomes that we talk about, the quarterback. Probably like, come on, Dad, come on, dude. Like, we just got it reined in with my brother.
Yeah.
So he's not out there getting in trouble anymore. You've had your run-ins. Like, can we just have big event where one of my family members doesn't make a fool of themselves?
Yeah, but
I lost. Like, come on.
And I lost. But that was the crazy thing about, because Pat Mahomes Sr. trolled, like, the Bills fans. And all the Bills fans got, he's talking about us. Let's put up his mugshot. Like, did that make you feel good? He knows he's a drunk.
Yeah, he was there.
He was there. You know what I mean? He knows that's him. You're not hurting his damn feelings. This old ass man ain't changing.
No.
He's not changing. No. His son beat y'all again.
Yeah, he's not.
Yeah, so I saw so much of that.
Patrick Mahomes Sr. is not sorry.
He don't care.
Getting pulled over.
He don't care. But that was a funny thing. I saw this and I'm like, hold on. Do they really think this man cares? He just, it sucks to be a Buffalo Bills fan. What did you say? Where's that pitcher at?
You got arrested.
Yeah, I did. Twice.
Had a good time that night.
Twice.
Yeah, I'll probably do it again. Yeah. Hopefully not, because I think three times you get in a lot of trouble for DUIs. I don't know what it is.
Twice.
But anyway, hopefully just get a driver. That's
it.
You know.
Because I know Pat, you
drink
got
up,
money.
Get a driver.
It's so easy to.
I just have to think Patrick Mahomes is like, not again.
Oh, you know.
Like, yeah, we lost. Like, this sucks. I'm frustrated. You know, I got my ass kicked in the game by the Eagles pass rush. And then I got to see all this crap on social media.
In the same city I got my ass whipped.
Yeah, I finally got, like, my wife and my brother, all right, they're going to take a picture with the president and post it. Fine, whatever. It is what it is. That's not that big of a deal to me. You're out there trying to fight John Rocker?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, dog. I just laughed because
what a wild family.
Yeah, dog. We were talking about, because I guess Jalen Hurts is in them on Jimmy Fallon, him and Saquon, and Jalen Brown is there. And Jalen, like, you know, Jalen Hurts, he's dressed nice and everything.
GQ.
And Jalen Brown has on black pants, black t-shirt, black scully, black gloves. In a black jacket.
Yeah, he looks like a diamond thief.
And somebody just quoted me and said, why he dressed like a jewel thief?
Yeah, that's exactly what he looks like. He looks like he's ready for a heist. But like high end, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not like a burglar.
Not like a burglar. He steals jewels.
Yeah, he's breaking into a museum to steal a jewel.
Paint. It's still a painting or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Man.
Like Thomas Crown kind of stuff.
Oh, love that movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Love that movie, by the way. Love that movie.
And then Saquon was there, too, with a half-zip sweater.
Oh, Saquon was living his best life.
His classic.
No, birthday, Super Bowl, birthday. All that? Oh, yeah. Saquon living the best life.
Yeah.
As you should.
All right. How long is it going to take for the Falcons to be living their best life?
I don't know. I mean, the thing with this team here, we're talking about this team. We know where their deficiencies are. Now, their biggest issue is that they're going to have a guy that's going to take away from their ability to make this team really, really good.
As much better as they need.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the cap hit.
Yes, the cap hit of Kurt is going to take away from that. You know, the one thing that's been irritating the hell out of me this week since Super Bowl has been the people saying, oh, you see, it's one in the trenches. It's always been one in the damn trenches.
Know,
what are you talking about?
Is that news?
Is that news?
What are you talking? I understand, like, the passing game has become.
Yes, it's become fun.
A bigger part. It's been a big part, but, like, it's more of an offensive league, whatever. You still have to have an offensive line in order to do that.
Yes.
And the teams that win the Super Bowl tend to have great defensive lines as well.
The best player in the NFL got his ass whooped twice because he didn't have an offensive line.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, and so that's why I'm like, so, and I look at the Falcons line, I think their line is fine. Like, I think the Falcons can win a Super Bowl with this line.
Offensive line.
Offensive line.
Yeah, not this defensive line.
Not this defensive line.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the biggest issue and the biggest hindrance, because the thing with the Eagles is that all those guys, for the most part, are homegrown. Mm-hmm. And they were multiple drafts of those right. guys.
Yeah, that's why my question, just to sort of my answer to the original question of how soon can the Falcons be big winners? The Falcons can make the playoffs this year.
Yes.
Like, they would have made the playoffs last year if the quarterback play didn't fall off a cliff.
Yes.
Just on the assumption that Michael Penix plays, and again, it's still going to be pretty much his rookie year.
Yes.
Like, Michael Penix played 3 games.
Yes.
There's going to be growing pains in 2025 with Penix, just because he's going to be so, he's not going to be seasoned. I mean, he's still going to be so young. But if he plays up to the potential that he showed, they can make the playoffs
yeah.
with Michael Penix playing quarterback.
Yeah.
But to win big, I just think, I mean, they're so deficient in so many different areas. They
at
have such areas, little depth.
At key areas that win football games.
I think they're 2 drafts and like a splash free agent signing away.
Yeah.
Like from like a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I agree.
From a Super Bowl.
But the thing about it is,
they can make the playoffs next year.
Because the one thing about it is that even when they went to Super Bowl and they had the 15.5 sacks at a premier position, mm-hmm. that's what you needed.
Yeah.
You needed that. You need that kind of dominance. We can say we want about Vic Beasley.
Yeah. Say what you want to say. You got what you needed from him that year.
You needed from that, yeah. from that unit. They don't have that, you know. And so I think, you know, when you look at this team going forward, it's when you talk about what Ra has to do to keep his job. Ra has to make the playoffs this year. Ra does not have to win the Super Bowl to win to keep his job. But then, okay, so you got this. So you get another year at the job, him and Terry. Now you got – but the thing about it is you got to continuously stay with the theme of – we got to get bigger and better up front. But we got to get – we talk about it, and they've even mentioned – we said it to them. You got to get that war daddy.
Mm-hmm.
You got to find that. Vic Beasley ain't no war daddy. Vic Beasley had a war daddy season. You know, and it's a difference in that. You know, when you have consistent Myles Garrett
yeah.
type thing.
Yeah.
He ain't the first person to have 15.5 sacks. And you're like, where the hell did he go after that?
He's the only person yeah. to have 15 sacks and never have another double-digit sack season in his career. Literally the only guy in NFL history to ever do that.
And so that's the crazy thing about it. But, yeah, and we're talking about what Philly just did.
Yeah.
It's a process, like you said, of seasons. But you got to get better in the process as far as, like you said, playoffs, conference championship, Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
They're not – offseason away from
they're not.
They're not an offseason away from winning the South. Or they can win the South and they can get in the playoffs mm-hmm. this year. But they're not built to get to the bowl.
No, I don't think so. No. I don't think they are right now. They're an offseason away, this offseason even, away from the offense potentially being like really good. And maybe a couple just because Penix is so young.
But the thing about it is he can be Jaden Daniels.
Sure.
He can be Jaden Daniels and
Absolutely.
Everything like that. And if think about it, Washington defense wasn't that good.
They weren't really good at all.
But he was spectacular.
He was spectacular. Exactly. And
so
that's why when you kind of talk about, but again, then they got there against one of those types of teams and they, you know, they found out what it was like at that level.
Let's run
now again, if the Falcons make the NFC Championship game next year, great.
Yes.
Like at that point,
yes.
if what happened to the Commanders happens to the Falcons in the NFC Championship game, okay, obviously you don't want that to happen, but they got there mm-hmm. and you'd feel really good about mm-hmm. that. If they're going to win those games, though, just think about the teams that win those games, that make it to Super Bowls and then win Super Bowls. Obviously, quarterback play gets talked about a ton and it should, but they all have guys like legitimate, I don't know, maybe not Hall of Famers because some of them are too young right now to really say this about, but like legitimate defensive player of the year candidate guys on the defensive line. Look at the Eagles this year. Jalen Carter is going to be in the defensive player of the year conversation every single year for mm-hmm. the next 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Jones, the 4 years before that. Aaron Donald. Like, you have to have a guy like that on your line.
I go back to this, when you just said, because you're absolutely correct. Like, how did the Bengals get there? The Bengals got there because of coaching mm-hmm. scheme, because their scheme in the AFC Championship game against the Kansas City Chiefs, they didn't pressure Patrick Mahomes. They rushed 2 and 3 people and dropped the rest of them and just covered. And they couldn't, and Pat couldn't get anything going. But what they had was a hot quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So it's different ways to win championships in this league, especially when you get to the second season. You look at Baltimore. I played against Baltimore that year they won the Super Bowl. They got great players. But they weren't great defensively. I mean, Ray had tore his tricep that year and everything.
Right. He missed a lot
of
time.
Ed was good still, mm-hmm. and they still had sizzle, but they weren't overall great like a Baltimore Ravens defense. But damn, Flacco got hot.
Flacco got red hot.
Yeah, Flacco got red hot in that game.
Played great quarterback. Yeah, he played great the whole run.
Yeah, he got hot, just like Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow, they didn't have any big playmakers, difference makers on the Cincinnati Bengals defense. Joe Burrow got hot.
Right. So from that standpoint, just kind of analyzing the Falcons roster, like this offense, again, assuming that Penix takes that step and kind of continues to grow and all of that,
they're gonna give you an opportunity to get.
You could
there.
Do that. Yeah. Like they've got the type of offense and firepower with Bijan and the rest of these guys where you could get hot and go on a run like that. But if you're really gonna win it, they've got to start building out the trenches on the defensive side. They just have to get better. And that's why when we talk about it, 15. You've got to take a guy on the defensive line.
Yes.
I know that they're going to look at offensive linemen, fine. I'm sure they're going to look at guys in the secondary, fine. But until they start legitimately investing in that defensive line and in the depth of it, too, is the thing. Like,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You can't just have three or four really good defensive
linemen. You got to have a rotation.
You got to have like seven of them.
Yes.
The guys that played best for the Eagles on Sunday were some of the guys down the depth chart.
Yes. And they were, and that's the thing about it is like you bring in like the sledgehammer, like Jordan Davis to crack things open, and these dudes just start scooping them up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, the hard part is the Falcons are kind of limited in terms of draft picks, certainly this year. There are fewer draft picks than you'd want. Last year they got to make, how many picks did they make last year? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They got to make 8 picks last year.
Mm-hmm.
We have 4 this year.
Damn.
It's hard.
Damn.
It's hard to rebuild all that.
Where do you get picks from if you're the Falcons right now?
Trade back?
Yeah, that's the biggest. That's the
could.
But who I'm talking about player-wise.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think there is.
Yeah.
I don't think there is one. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Thanks for being with us. This hour has been brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast at PADLYBuyers.com. Thanks for being with us on a hump day. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.